Hello, Ms. Khadija. You have received a public health coronavirus hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Ma'am, I'm calling to figure out what I should do about my situation and what I'm dealing with. So I'll explain it. About 3 days ago, I started feeling bad. I was feeling okay, but I was feeling really like my body was sore. Like I was getting kind of short of breath, and I was running. I felt like I was running temperature, but I don't have a thermometer. So about today, I woke up. I was feeling okay, and then I started feeling really bad. I had to go to my room because I was cold. Well, I'm never cold. I'm a hot-natured person. And right now I have full blankets on me. I'm sweating profusely. I can't get warm. My breath is getting shorter and shorter. And they fired me from my job. I work at the hotel. I live at the hotel, and they're hiding it from people. They hid it from me. And come to find out, the head of maintenance, his wife, has it and confirms she has it. And he's still working, going in the room. And I didn't know about it.
Okay, so I do apologize for the information. Now, I'm just going to take a look to see if there is a number that you can call. Give me one moment. Let me see if we have any nurses available.
Okay. I'm so scared to leave my room to go get help because I don't want this on my worst enemy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm searching for a number. Give me one moment.
I'm sorry. She's trying to cover me. She's fine. She's comfy. Don't be comfy. Then she can be comfy. It's your baby. It's your baby. It's your baby.
I'm
so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because
I don't want them.
Thank you, baby. You know no more.
You think about North Carolina? Lee Course from North Carolina?
I can't.
I mean, or Virginia. I don't know.
I can't.
I don't know. I want you.
I just can't.
You can't.
I can't leave.
We didn't leave to go anywhere.
I don't know. I leave here.
You're not going to leave here.
I don't want to.
You stopped it. You're not going to leave. The time comes when it comes. You know
it might be.
Like any of us know
it
that.
It might be that, though.
But.
It was a pleasure.
Either
it
way.
It was a blessing.
Either
you
way, I'm
going to
stay with you. I'm going to stay with you.
I know, but you are. It's going to be a blessing.
You have been. You are. Don't
all
be depressed. Don't be depressed. You're a good guy. Stop. No, you're not. Stop. try being the cutest girl in a fucking motel that you can't have nobody to talk to. And then somebody as cute as you makes you laugh. It was like the best day of my life.
Imagine, like,
I want
you,
and I'm gonna
somebody,
make you better.
Imagine somebody, a little bit of eye candy comes to a hotel, and he tries to work his butt off for 7 days a week, and don't get paid nothing, and then gets fired because he don't feel good.
Your family.
And I just try to make my room more comfortable.
Your family wants you to come.
And then another walk in here, another match calls, okay? Like, they say they're friends, but they ain't nobody friends.
I am.
Like, they don't care enough about people or not.
Do you want to get married to me on your deathbed?
Yeah,
I would. And I would, like, kiss you all the way to your last breath.
That's what that guy upstairs did. He, like, that. There's a guy upstairs, he's an older guy. And, he gets with it every ride every now and then. He's an older white guy. Wears glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife caught it. And he tried to catch it. He made her spit in his mouth. He did all. He did everything.
That's nasty.
He never caught it.
That's nasty.
I know. Very. He never caught it. He wanted
did
to die.
Die?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think I
January.
Did
January 25th.
Mm-hmm.
This year. And they tried. He's been trying to get the car. Them to come get the car because he can't. Make a payment.
What? I mean, what's really going on?
He's gonna go live in his car. He's gonna go live in his car.
Like, is it purposely coming here through the Colonial Inn?
I don't know.
I've heard things here and there. You know what I'm saying? But like,
I don't know.
Has somebody purposely put it through here because you're worried about my parents and my nephews?
No, y'all just coming.
They're good
my
people
life.
And they love you.
Y'all just come into my life, and I'm people who come into my life, man. I genuinely care. I genuinely
you
care
do.
About everybody. And like.
Do you know how many people care about you?
It don't seem like many.
They love your ass.
Right.
People love you.
Uh-oh. I get like a hospital.
You're like
bed.
One of the kind of people I've ever met. I don't know how you put up with some bitches.
I don't know either, but I just try to find it good in everybody.
You do.
Everybody deserves it. Everybody deserves them to get found the good in them at least. Every. Yeah. Just because someone does a bad deed doesn't make them a bad person.
No.
Just because somebody acts a certain way don't make them a bad person. It could be a good heart they've been hurt in the past, so they just lash out on other people. You've never done. That's why I look at things the way I do. And I don't get mad about much of anything. You don't know many people's stories or their backgrounds. And the only reason I thought like this. It's because whenever I got clean, everybody pushed gave up on me, but I was trying to do good.
But you see people don't give up on you. Maybe for a little while.
I know,
but your family always loves you. Why the fuck you think I'm here?
I know.
You think I want to be here?
No.
I don't even like my mom all the time.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But your family's your family.
Oh, my God, damn. Fucking crap.
That feeling comes and it's like you know you gotta be with your family.
I can't get rid of it.
Come right in. Keep on Debbie's back.
I wanna just. Man, okay. Yeah, if I had to call 911, then.
I want you to call 911 then. Or do
call,
I need to
be close.
Ride?
They'll be close to here. I don't wanna get rid of them. Yeah, just be able to come here in full body suit and check me out. But I don't want it to take me because I don't want to be alone. They won't let nobody stay. It don't matter how
I'll
bad.
Sneak the fuck in there.
They can't. Man, they have people. They have a whole lockdown place.
Baby, I'm little. I'm little.
Baby, they're still.
If they got theirs, they won't even see
cute.
Me.
How beautiful you are.
They won't even see me through this white shirt. I'll just be snuggled in here.
See you.
Yeah.
You'll be in my heart always, probably.
You're making it out to be much scarier than it really is.
It's really
or
scary.
Is it really like that?
I don't know.
Like
on birthday, really?
It's like a really, like,
I don't know.
Quarantine camp and shit.
I don't know what it is.
They, like, put you up in a little bubble.
I was in the military, and I know my, I used to know my driver's license number. I can last out my driver's license number. I got like my Social Security number. I knew my my birthday's one of the simplest ones. And it is not there. I don't know what it is. Mama did new service, so it's gotta be
good. Okay, you're just tripping out. You're freaking out. Okay?
I'm freaking out. But like,
you wanna breathe in the bag again?
Uh-uh.
You're still breathing hard.
I know.
You want me to sit on your lap?
Yeah.
And I can like sit and wait in front of you?
Yeah.
I'll let you talk me out and get hot.
The changes are so fast.
I'm about to cry and feel like I need to die. Like,
what?
Don't do this. Don't die.
You don't die.
I told you this the other day.
I just feel like it's not right.
Why did you put a working fly away?
I don't want to fly, I promise. I want to stay. I enjoy my life. I don't know why.
Stop thinking like that, man. Okay.
I told you I won't give up, but still. I've been praying.
And a little taste on your lip. Okay. I'm trying to be a bad influence, but.
I know what it was.
Not your baby. I love him. Can I love him for a second? Okay, you're
I feel drenched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, loose one and shake it and make it cold in there.
Look at that. Oh, so cold.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a thermometer. So at least see how hot I am.
Do they have one in the office?
Well, anybody know that? There's none.
Let me get you in the shower. Okay. Oh, thank you.
Do you have any Ziploc bags? You need Ziploc bags?
That's okay. I don't know. I don't have any. My mom might.
Wait, think you need color? And ask her, and I get like 2 bags of ice, put them on my arms.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it in the hospitals. They put 2 bags and one in my, one around my crotch, in my thighs.
Oh, I would love to.
It's so cold.
I would love to. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see how hot that? I'm sweating. My pants wet.
A little bit. You're fine. You muted her baby. So she's been living in that. Hello? Can I hang up? I guess I can text. My mom's going to freak out. Oh, please tell my son to call his stepdad in 10 minutes. Thank you.
What's his message? Oh, that's not. What's his number? I had to send it to her.
919.
Send her the message. What's his number? Well, that's Jeff. Which stepdad?
Whose text number?
Which dad? Say which day. Yeah, which number? Which number? That's how I said, what is it? Jill.
What's your
That's not mine. Just mama's husband.
Oh,
okay. That's just mama's husband, so I had to left that down. And then, but there was a man that raised me since I was a baby. He flew, the airplanes.
Okay.
And he's my little guy. So hot and pussy.
I put please text which I meant to put which dad, but